If Arizona State University's Tempe campus were an open book, Palm Walk would be the binding. It's a north-to-south walkway right through the middle of campus that's been there for about 100 years.
And yes, the same trees planted there originally stand there now, but the university decided those trees have passed their prime. The show's Anika Klein was there for the planting of some new palms.
On the south end of Palm Walk, a crew has already removed 35 Mexican fan palms and is replacing them with date palms.
A lot of our students are saying, we need shade on this campus.
That's ASU landscape architect Byron Sampson.
They loathe going through this campus in the summer or the hot months because there's no shade.
Palm Walk might be convenient, but the 110 fan palms standing from 50 to 70 feet tall provide almost zero shade. Sampson says the shorter, leafier date palms are expected to provide dappled shade over the whole walkway.
The Mexican fan palms really did that great job of creating that strong sense of oasis and character, and now we're just taking that to the next level.
And not just with shade. The trees will also produce dates for the annual campus harvest. They plan to replace all the palms by 2018. It's costing the school about $500,000 to put in the first 35 new trees. But if the old palms could talk, they would have a lot to tell us about their past 100 years at ASU. Since they can't, university archivist Rob Spindler does the talking.
So what we're looking at here is a rather large leather-bound account book.
Spindler looked through old handwritten ledgers to try to piece together the backstory of Palm Walk.
$38.45 for trees in March 1917.
Another $200 for trees that same year. University President Arthur John Matthews was notorious for his love of gardening. But the first reference to palm trees is in 1918.
$7 for palm trees from Blasingame Nurseries.
He places the planting of Palm Walk somewhere between 1916 to 1920, but back then it was called Normal Street. It was an actual city street.
There was a time when it ran all the way from University Drive to Apache Boulevard.
Just a few feet high, the new palms were witness to a student lifestyle that students today might balk at.
During the hot summer months, individuals would actually sleep outside in these screened-in porches.
They were called sleeping porches.
And they would wet their sheets in order to stay cool during the hot summer nights.
The original seven or eight buildings on campus eventually became many, all with air conditioning. The palms grew taller as Tempe Normal School became Arizona State College and finally Arizona State University.
March on, Arizona!
They saw the school mascot change from the bulldog to the sun devil, and throughout the years, the palms appear as a poster child for the campus.
When you look at the college catalogs, you'll see references to the college palms in 1926.
A 1967 campus map makes the first reference to the name Palm Walk. Spindler says it had become an icon and one of the most photographed places on campus. And he says that's something that should be preserved.
Having historic places that look the same, that remind our alumni of what it was like to go here whenever they were here in the 60s, the 70s, the 1990s, is really important.
So the new trees, just 18 feet tall, have quite a legacy to uphold over the next 100 years. For the show, I'm Anika Klein.